At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Friday. It's a tri-day Friday. We'll get to that. Phillies split a doubleheader. Eagles back on the practice field. Scott Fransky at noon. Elliot Shore Parks will join us later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'd just like to take this time to, you know, give a thank you to Francisco Rojas.
Oh, why?
For helping me hit this four-leg parlay yesterday. I'm back. I took it, you know.
So you hit a parlay. Was it even all yours?
Four-leg parlay.
Couldn't wait like a second to tell everybody.
No, guys, unbelievable.
Wait a minute. Can
unreal.
This time is mine. Allow me to have my time. Thank you very much. No, what happened, like I had a three-leg. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a little, you know, I like everything needs to be balanced. So I needed a fourth leg. I didn't know what to put down. And so Francisco, we were sitting there watching TV yesterday, even though I didn't help him move in because he was struggling with this stuff yesterday. And he gave me a tennis parlay.
Well, he's a big tennis guy.
Yeah. And he kept telling me, he was like, no. Like, you know how when somebody's giving you a tip, you're like, oh, whatever, dude. And he was like, no, bet it now. He's about to win. Bet it now. Do it now. And I forgot the guy's name. But Francisco came through for me. See, and he just balanced that thing out. Mr. Four-leg parlay is in the building. It won't be long now before I hit me another eight-legger. Here we're going to take it to the next
this
level.
This is the
we're
worst.
We're
going to
hit that 10-leg parlay.
Hold on a second.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you let everyone know, would you clean up yesterday on that four-leg parlay?
I got like $8.
$8.
Hey, but listen, that's eight more dollars that I have now that I didn't have before I hit that parlay.
Yeah, wow, do you even need this job anymore? I mean...
Yeah, I don't like your smug sarcasm.
Because now you hear every time that you disagree with us for the next 3 months, who hit a four-leg parlay?
Me, not you. I just wanted to like throw it out there and let everybody know y'all need to start listening to me.
No.
I just hit a four-leg. Like, eight-leg parlay.
This is why we're annoyed.
No, that's
because you think it emboldens you to say nonsense on the radio.
It does embolden you.
Lucky Wheeler was one strikeout short because I put together a counter four-legger.
I knew when I tweeted that guy, I was like, hey, congratulations.
Ridiculous.
I'm like,
oh,
dude, whatever.
All right. Well, good for you. You didn't bet the second game because that didn't go well.
No, I'm glad I didn't.
We got a split yesterday. I would say the first game was a fun win. I would call it a little bit lucky there. We got the hit by pitch that I don't even know if it actually hit Marshawn. But look, nice win in the first game. I think we've quieted down the bring Garrett Stubbs back thing. Good day yesterday by Marshawn, a home run, the caught steal in the ninth inning, and Romano got out of that barely. So we get a win in the first game. Second game, not great. Wheeler had a rare stinker, and the Phillies get a split in the two games. But Hugh, watching yesterday, and this has kind of been on my mind for a while, and I think it really hit me because of who's coming into town tonight with the series starting against the Milwaukee Brewers. But Hugh, I was watching last night's game, and even the first game, because the offense didn't do much, right? We know Bryce hasn't been in there, and we'll get to that and how quickly Bryce will get back in the lineup. But I have felt for a while the Phillies' offense is missing a bat. I just feel like they have Schwarber, Harper, Turner, right? Those are the three best hitters. And Castellanos has had a fine year. I wouldn't call it bad by any stretch.
He's been For our purposes, he's been kind of quiet.
He's been kind of quiet.
Yeah, I mean, well, we haven't had a lot to say about
it. Yes, yesterday he had a good day. But overall, I say just an okay Castellanos season so far. Yeah. And the other players in the lineup, mostly average or below when you look at their numbers compared to the rest of baseball. Mm-hmm. And I look at that and say, well, if you have three or four hitters, you probably need one more to really have enough to win the World Series. So I think they're missing a bat here. And I think there's a bat. In fact, I know there's a bat that's coming in tonight that fits in every way possible in the clubhouse, in the lineup, in the city, in the fan base. And for me, it's one of those where, like, I get a redo on this because I don't think I appreciated this guy enough when he was here. I always seem to draw more on what he didn't do well than what he did. And I've missed his bat since he's gone. Hugh, I want to bring Rhys Hoskins back. The Phillies host the Brewers tonight. Milwaukee is about a 500 team. Hoskins could be a free agent after the season. I don't think Milwaukee's going to keep him. And I think they'd be the kind of team that would be very open to trading him at the deadline. Hugh, I want to bring Rhys Hoskins back. I want to trade for him at the trade deadline. And I'm willing to move Bryce Harper off of first base in order to do it. Bring Rhys back, put him at first base, get Harper back in the outfield. And then what I do is I have Kepler as kind of like a part-time player, platoon bench guy, platoon guy. And I think I make this team better and give him a better chance to win the World Series. I want to bring Rhys Hoskins back. Hugh, where do you come down?
You know what? Initially, when I saw, like, he was one of the top 10 players in Major League Baseball that people were talking about that, you know, probably wouldn't talk about on a regular.
Yeah, like under the radar.
Yeah, under the radar. That's what it was. That was, as a matter of fact, that was a story. It was 10 guys in Major League Baseball right now that are flying under the radar. And I remember mentioning that to you a few weeks ago. And I was like, damn, Rhys is having a pretty good year so far. And initially, I was kind of on board with it. But when Bryce got hurt, it just made me realize that the reason why we moved Bryce to first base was because of injury concerns. And now you're talking about moving him back out there, and he has an injury. I don't want to do that. As much as I would like to have him here, and we talked about that, I would say in this moment and with Bryce's health up in the air, nah. Nah, not at all.
All right, so here's what – and look, I understand that, and that's part of the reason why they moved Bryce Harper to first base. That's part of it. They also wanted to become a better defensive team, and this would make them a worse defense team. I accept that. I know it because I know everyone's going to say, well, they're worse defensively. They're bad defensively anyway. Like, they're just not a good defensive team. They're good at second. They're good at first right now. They're good at catcher. Center field, sometimes, when it's Rojas out there, they're good. Right field, they're not very good. Left field, pretty good. Third base and shortstop, not good. It's a below-average defensive team anyway. They're not going to win with their defense. And, in fact, the furthest this team ever went was with their offense. When Rhys Hoskins was in the lineup, and I'm glad you brought it up. I don't think people realize the kind of season he's having. I think a full year removed from the injury he had, you know, in spring training of 2023, he's back. If you put Rhys Hoskins in this lineup right now, he'd be second on the team in on-base percentage, second on the team in OPS. He'd be third in home runs. They're missing some slug. They're missing some extra base.
I totally agree, but
he'd provide that.
But when you do, if you do that, and I like Rhys, and I think the players here like him because his name has been evoked a few times in this locker room. I just think that, you know, when you talk about where Bryce is now, and he was starting to be the Bryce that we remember. To move him into the outfield, I just think that would probably be detrimental to his health.
Well, I think he could survive. Look, obviously we got to hope he's back soon from the elbow injury he suffered with the hit by pitch. But I think he'd be okay in the outfield for a few months. I think it would make the team and the lineup stronger. 215-592-9494. It's funny you mentioned the clubhouse because a couple weeks ago, Tim Kelly on Patterson asked a bunch of Phillies players what makes a great clubhouse guy, right? What makes a great leader? And he wasn't asking them specifically about anybody, you know, in like why was this guy good or just in general, like what makes a good clubhouse leader? And a few Phillies players, unprompted, mentioned Rhys Hoskins. Like you could tell that his effect on that clubhouse and how much they appreciated him, it still reverberates years after he's not even here anymore. He was a great clubhouse guy then. They loved him then. And I just feel like it'd be maybe also part of it for me is this story, like the idea of this whole thing coming back here. He helped start this rebuild, and then he was in the World Series. Unfortunately, he couldn't get back and healthy for 23, and I think he's the missing piece of the offense. 215-592-9494. I also heard this, Dave Dombrowski on the show a couple days ago, and they were asking him the trade deadline and what they could use and improvements, and he did mention, well, the offense could use a little more pop here.
We don't have a glaring hole there. but we just need a lot of improvements by the individuals. And the other thing I'll say is that the one place we're not really productive at this year, we haven't hit a lot of balls in the gap. I think we're only eighth in the National League in doubles. We have a club that traditionally would be very good in that regard. So we've got a lot of singles. We got walks, got the on-base percentage. But I think as time goes on, these are proven big league hitters that have driven the ball in the gap, and I think they'll pick that up as the year goes on.
Doubles, says Dave Dombrowski. Every 162 games, Reese averages 33 doubles. He hits homers, he gets on base, he doesn't chase, and he hits the ball in the gap. 215-592-9494. Last year, it was the return of Reese Hoskins, and we debated whether or not he should be cheered, and then he hit a home run, and then all that happened. This year, he's coming back to town, and I want him to come back to town full-time. I want Reese Hoskins back as a Philly. If you had played this audio for me from the future a few years ago, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way I'd ever say this. Well, I missed him. I miss him. I miss what he brought to this team. I want him back. Where do you come down? Kyle, what are you thinking? Reese Hoskins, trade deadline. Should we bring him back?
It feels like just the perfect fit for the Phillies right now. The Brewers are scuffling. Reese is having a great season. They can trade him. They might trade him. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they're sellers at the deadline.
Yep.
And I just look at this Phillies lineup, and I was at the game last night, and I think one of the pivotal moments was Alec Boehm up at the plate with the bases loaded. And, you know, feeble ground out. Doesn't really feel like Boehm ever comes through in those moments. It feels like the Phillies don't come through in those moments. And I saw this stat from Jeff Kerr about the Phillies this season with the bases loaded. They bat 171, which is 27th in baseball. Really bad. And that feels like that's sort of been a problem for the Phillies for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Just for context, the Miami Marlins are 423 as a team with the bases loaded, and the Colorado Rockies are 381 as a team with the bases loaded. It's difficult to not get hits and be that bad with the bases loaded. And Reese Hoskins, I got a nice little career OPS number for you with the bases loaded.
What do you got?
902.
Woo!
It's the perfect fit for this lineup. And if you like, just think about it. You visualize what this lineup is. You throw the name Reese Hoskins in there, and it just looks that much deeper.
It does.
Like, the guys at the bottom of the lineup, they're further down in the lineup. And that middle of the lineup looks so much more imposing. Like, and I understand that his defense is not great. It's not improved, I don't think, since he's been here. But here's the thing that's different about the Phillies from 2022 to now. Their pitching's better. They have better starting pitching that can make up for the
Absolutely.
Bad defense. And if you add Hoskins to the lineup again, their offense is going to be good enough to make up for what he lacks in defense. I think it's such a no-brainer to bring Reese Hoskins back.
How about this? I started playing around with the lineup ideas this morning, too. Against a right-handed pitcher, how about this top five? Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Hoskins. Hoskins protecting Schwarber. Hoskins protecting Harper. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies bring back Reese Hoskins? He's in town tonight. The Milwaukee Brewers are back. I think he's the missing piece. You could call him the missing Reese here. Put that in your parlay, Hugh Douglas. Reese Hoskins.
The missing Reese.
The missing Reese.
And we got to get Bryce healthy first, man.
Bryce will be fine.
I just remember.
Bryce will be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I just remember, like, that was the big reason why, you know, we got rid of Reese. Because, oh, Bryce, we're trying to
he
keep
said he'd be willing to move off of first base for the right guy.
And
you know
saying,
Reese, the right Harper was one of the ones who said clubhouse guys.
Same one that took his job, though.
Yep. Well, looks like he'd be willing to give it back.
But you know what? Everyone could change their mind about things. Maybe Bryce didn't appreciate Reese enough at the time. Maybe he does.
Is that what it is?
I'm just speculating.
A mistake?
Yeah, just reckless. But
took his job.
Yeah, he took his job. Sure, he did. But now he gets
South Park.
Guess we
can't Joe don't watch South Park. Took his job.
Maybe you know what he could do? He can give his job back to him, make the team better. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday.
What's up, Chris?
First of all, I know we're having some fun right now and some chuckles, but Mr. Douglas, sir,
what
came
I do?
On you.
You talking about my four-leg parlay? I feel like there's a little jealousy in the room with the four-leg.
Jealousy?
A little four-leg.
You made
four-leg.
$8 yesterday.
I made eight more dollars than I had.
No, listen.
Can't even buy lunch with that now.
Here's the problem I have with your parlay.
What's that?
Who were you thanking for your parlay? Mr. Fran, right?
Mm-hmm.
Francisco, yeah.
Yeah.
The same man that you wouldn't hold the door for?
I know. It's so wrong. Like, he watched the guy struggle and then took his advice to make money hours later.
No.
It's so wrong.
Listen.
Yeah, you're a bully.
This
dude, you owe him an apology.
You know what? You owe Fran the $8.
You do. An $8 apology.
I think you should give Fran $8 today.
Actually, the fair thing to do would be split it. You give him $4 and an apology. The apology is first and foremost. You need to lead the way.
Well, I don't know what Hugh gives out less, money or apologies.
Fran's a young man. He'll bounce back. This was a learning lesson.
What do you think is harder for Hugh to give away, money or apologies? I think it might be, well, I don't know. It's hard.
Got by a bunch of kids last night, too. We don't even talk about that.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chris.
Bullying kids. Anyway, so let's have a serious talk here. So this is a very interesting situation because I don't really want Reese because Reese is older and there's a whole bunch of negative things. But at the same token, they're not going to get anybody rock star stellar without giving up some of the young talent, and they're not going to do that either. So I am on board with the Reese thing because he does finally give you some power from the right-hand side of the plate, which we desperately need because mm-hmm. JT is just cooked as far as offensively. He's still a phenomenal defensive catcher. But Castellanos has seemed to have lost his pop and his bat. So I'm okay with it from that regard. But, guys, this creates a whole different problem. If you bring him in, you got him for the next 2 years under contract.
Well, so before you go on, so potentially, so I saw this morning he has a mutual option for next year. So both he and the team would have to opt into the contract for next year. So if they do it, it'd be $18 million for next year. But if the Phillies want it out or he wants to go to free agency, he's not locked into next season.
All right, Joe. Well, with that new information, we have new opinions when we get new information. That's one of our core values. So now I pivot and I change my philosophy to saying, yeah, now I'm more of 100% in on it. Because my fear was previously we got Schwarber on a contract that's ending at the end of this year, and he is a DH. Here is the only thing that hurts you a little bit with that. When you bring in Reese, you have to put there's no way we're having him play first base. He's absolutely atrocious. He is a DH. That's all you're bringing him in for is his bat. You put Schwarber out in left field. However, Schwarber's having a phenomenal year, but you hope he doesn't take a hit. I think if they make that move, though, and they ask Schwarber to now go out to the outfield, I think you got to give Schwarber the contract now and get it done versus waiting on it. Because what happens if he's out there and he injures himself and gets hurt playing outfield, or his numbers tail off because he's standing in the sun and not in the dugout? It's kind of a complex thing, guys. But as far as being not caring about the players and caring about my team and caring about hoisting the World Series trophy and being a world champion, I'm all in it. Go sign Reese H-O-S-K-I-N-S. Hoskins!
There we go, Chris. Chris, good phone call. We appreciate it. A couple things off of Chris's call. One, Reese's contract. So he's likely to be a free agent after the season, but he could come back. There's an option on his deal. It's mutual. It would give the Phillies some cover if Schwarber walked away. I mean, if Schwarber left, which none of us want, they could just have Hoskins on a DH deal for next year.
Also makes him a little cheaper in a trade if he's a rental.
It does. I agree. I don't think it would cost much to get Reese Hoskins. Other ideas. So Chris just brought this to the table. So my thought is we bring him back. He plays first. And Bryce goes out to the outfield. There's door number two, Hugh. Door number two is Bryce stays at first base. Hoskins is the DH. And we roll Schwarber back out into the outfield.
Do we really want to do that?
Well, I want to win. Yeah, I want to win. So I'm willing to do what it takes. You know, we did make the World Series with Schwarber in the outfield in 22.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, but it's just funny to see. What was the one play he had where he was out there and
you call him Ted, right?
He was running like Ted. You remember?
Well, that's when you thought you could beat him in a race. You would get smoked.
To this day,
I watch him, I'm like, he's like faster than we act.
Well, he's blocky. He looks like a linebacker. Yeah, he just
but what
looks
do you think
running.
You are now?
A linebacker.
Did you call yourself a line blocker?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And I said it several times trying to correct it.
How would Hugh Douglas describe himself these days? A line blocker. You'd get smoked by Schwarber in a race. All right.
So he don't want none of this.
Of the two options, what would you rather? Bryce in the outfield or Schwarber in the outfield? I'm bringing Reese back, and you can't stop me, so I'm wondering how we're doing
this. Okay, since we're here,
yes,
and we're not negotiating anymore.
Well, I'm just...
I would say Schwarber out there.
Let's just go off the idea that I get my way. So you put Schwarber out there.
I would put Schwarber out there. I mean, when he presented it that way, I was like, okay, that might work. But still, he's still a liability in the outfield.
Well, of course, yeah.
And it's how much... See, here's the thing. Because you know he's lacking out there. How much are we willing to stomach when he makes some bonehead plays? How much are you willing to stomach? Because that's what we're talking about.
I'm willing to stomach it. I think they need it bad enough that I'm willing to get worse on defense to improve the offense.
Yeah, on a defense that we already had some trepidation about.
Yeah, right. Like
that's what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going from the top defensive team in baseball to one of the worst. We're not good anyway defensively. So I need to add a bat here. And I just think you add all the combination of things. His history here, what he did in the postseason in 22, how he never got to kind of finish the job in the 23 postseason. And the fact the Phillies outside of Schwarber just don't have much power. They have hit 60 home runs this year as a team. 19 of those are Kyle Schwarber. If you look at their right-handed bats, so Schwarber has 19 home runs, Kepler has 6, and Bryce has 8. So 33 of their 60 home runs have come from just those three guys, all left-handed. They don't hit many right-handed home runs. JT has 5, Turner has 5, Bohm has 4, Rojas has 1. I mean, they just really don't have much power from the right side. Reese could bring that. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phillies to bring Rhys Hoskins back? I think it is a very possible thing at the trade deadline if they're willing to reshuffle this defense and move things around. Dennis in Newtown is up. Hey, Dennis.
Joe, I think I've heard you kind of blow Rhys Hoskins up forever mm-hmm. on your show when he used to play, right?
I focus too much on what he didn't do well.
I think you do the same with everybody that plays in Philadelphia, and then when they leave, you want them back. I don't really...
It's a character flaw of mine, Dennis. I admit this. You pegged me right. I see the negative with players too much, and then they're not here, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of miss that guy.
I don't know. I just... And I'm looking at a lot of the Philly teams, but especially the Phillies. When are we going to get younger? Like, can't we bring somebody up? Or is there a younger outfielder, right-handed bat, that's up and coming, and we sacrifice a couple people in the minors that are you know, pretty good prospects? I just constantly going back. These guys are getting older. If you put Schwarber in the outfield, I don't know how fast he can run to a corner. I watch Castellanos try to get the ball in the corner. A double goes into a triple. He just can't get there. I just think we need speed and youth, too. That's my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. So a couple things. One, they don't really have much in the minor leagues that would fit the bill. I mean, Otto Kemp, he's a third baseman, and they've kind of put him in left field sometimes to see if he can handle it. So maybe he's an option down the line, but I don't know if he really is or not. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. And as far as, you know, trading for a younger player, they could, but it would cost them... You know, like when they traded for Marsh, right? They got a young center fielder. It cost them Ohapi. So if we're willing to trade one of our young pitchers, if we're willing to trade Aiden Miller, I'm sure they can get a young outfielder. I just don't know if they want to do that. And Dennis, I get it. I want to get younger too. But I feel like we're missing a power bat in this lineup. And one thing with Reese, we know he provides power.
You see it. Bases loaded, one out. Bases loaded, two out. We get nothing. But I want you to keep score though, you, okay? Let's think about what athlete Joe's killing the whole time he's here, and then 5 years from now we can say, oh, we want him back. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I mean, to be fair on this I missed Reese the day he was gone. I think it was like the first week last year. I was like, yeah, I kind of missed Reese. Good phone call. We appreciate it.
No, you did do that.
I did, and they do miss him. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on this. Do you want the Phillies to bring back Rhys Hoskins? He's back tonight. The Brewers are in town. It's a little bit different than the last return because we're not talking about a standing ovation and a home run and all that. But I want him back. I want Rhys Hoskins back on the Phillies at the trade deadline. Do you? Hugh doesn't. He was worried about defense and Bryce Harper in the outfield and all that kind of stuff. I just want another bat here. Do you want Rhys Hoskins back? 215-592-9494. We'll get to some things Rhys Hoskins said recently on the Phillies show with Ruben Amaro, Todd Zielecki, and Jim Salisbury. And we'll tell you what we're doing today for Tri-Day on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Two on, one out. And the pitch. Swung on!
Did it!
Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Rhys Hoskins! His first postseason home run! And he's sprinting around third base! What a moment here at Citizens Bank Park.
How do you say no to bringing a moment like that back? Only Hugh Douglas could say no to that.
Well, I'm...
Unreal. Guy hits a four-leg parlay, and he's done for the week with fun.
I'm just trying to keep Bryce healthy, man.
Come on, Hugh, even with the Rocky music?
No, I mean, I love the Rocky music.
Sure you
what
do.
What a shot. The crowd noise. Fransky, I need it back. And you're worried about Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I am.
Go play
I'm
the
worried
outfield,
about him,
man.
Not his elbow. His elbow
he'll
kinda.
Be fine. He said he'll play the outfield if they get the right first baseman. This is the right guy to bring
that was
back.
Before he got hit in the elbow.
Oh, he'll be fine. I mean, are we really gonna be that? So if they can acquire a top notch hitter, we're worried about injuries in the outfield.
Well, I'm worried about where is he gonna play. And now you're in essence, whether you like it or not, you're weakening the outfield when you put Schwarber back there.
Or Schwarber, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if you put Schwarber out there.
Well, you strengthen it offensively.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, you hit more, no question. And the pitching is better, you know. But still, I think Bryce's health is more important for me at this point.
Yeah, I can't worry about it. I need to get a bat in here. I just feel like we've missed it the whole season, or we haven't talked enough about it, because they have. And Dombrowski, we played the cut for you. Dombrowski said they don't have a glaring weakness, and he's right.
No, they need more production from their other guys. They need production from their the guy that was in the home run derby last year. He needs to step up.
Yeah, but do we really believe Alec Bohm and Max Kepler?
We're past that.
I just said the guy that was in the home run derby. You would think that you would get a little bit more out of him.
Aren't half his home runs in minor league parks this year?
Well, you know what?
Three of them.
You know what that moment last night reminded me of?
What's that?
Every playoff moment where Alec Bohm is hitting four,
yep,
and they need a clutch hit out of him, and he doesn't come through.
We've seen it year in, year out.
That is what Alec Bohm is.
It absolutely is. Look, again, I agree with Dombrowski. They don't have a glaring hole. It's like Kepler's okay, and Bohm's been better, and overall he's okay, but I need an upgrade. I need a bat. And I add it all together. I'm like, this guy succeeded here. He thrived here in Philadelphia.
They love him here.
They loved him here. And he fits. He doesn't chase. He walks. He hits home runs. Everything they're missing is what Rhys Hoskins is and was. And look, if this was the Rhys of last year, I'd say, he's not hitting very well.
Yeah, because he was struggling last year. He's healthy.
Well,
he's healthy.
Let's hear him. He was on the Phillies show this week with Todd Zielecki and Ruben Amaro and Jim Salisbury, and he was talking about why he's starting to feel more like the old him.
Just time is our best friend, I think, when it comes to injury. Obviously, to get physically back into shape or what we feel like is normal, but also just mentally not being a rehabber, right? Like, I just got to be an athlete and a baseball player this past off season, and it gave me a great base, I think, going into spring. I've made a little bit of an adjustment in terms of a load at the plate, and I think it's just given me a little bit more time to see the ball better and earlier. And I think that's just getting me into good counts. And, you know, I've said this in the past, but I like my chances when the pitcher has to beat me in the zone. So I'm getting myself into good counts right now and not missing those pitches that are showing up in the middle.
Well, the numbers bear it out. I mean, he's got 7 home runs, 9 doubles. He's hitting .282. And you look at you put his numbers compared to all the Phillies, he'd be right behind Schwarber and Bryce. Like, he'd be their third best offensive player.
No, he would definitely be. He would definitely be a piece that we definitely need in this lineup. You know, as far as giving you some power with the bat and everything. But again, you're moving pieces around, and in essence, you know, you're getting the bat, mm-hmm. but you're weakening your defense.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to make the defense a little bit worse to make the offense better. And there's multiple ways we could do it. I think the easiest way would just be to move Bryce back to the outfield for a half a season and put Rhys at first.
Yeah,
and you leave Schwarber at the DH spot where you keep him healthy. We had a caller bring up Schwarber can go to the outfield. You keep Bryce first. You could do it any way you want. I think this would make the team better. And then I keep Kepler as kind of like a fourth outfielder. And he could play once in a while. And he could pinch hit late in the game when you need a bat. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, and we'll tell you what we were doing today for a Tri-Day Friday. Also thought this was interesting. Hoskins talking about how he still gets emotional thinking about the Spencer Strider home run back in the 2022 playoffs.
Damn, you know, like, that's... Yeah. It's what we play for as athletes. I still think the coolest part about the whole thing was the fact that it was the first game at Citizens Bank in, you know, a decade, playoff game in over a decade there. So just a lot coming together in one moment, and you know, pretty memorable because of it.
Well, not just memorable. It's the most memorable moment we've had here in a very long time. It was off of his bat. And I think he could be the missing piece to this thing in 2025. 215-592-9494. I'm really curious here where people come down today, because people were very split on Rhys. I mean, he was really liked here because he was the first bat to come up in the rebuild. Like, he was the first one to move this thing forward.
Yeah, he was a part of the turnaround. Yes. No question about that. He was definitely part
of it. And then they signed Bryce, and then they traded for JT, and the thing really started to move in the right direction. But he was the first guy. But I always think when you're the first guy, we have the most opinion on you because we watched you the most. So we saw all his flaws over the years. He's a streaky hitter. We know he's not a great defensive player. But there also was an appreciation for him because he always seemed like a good dude. And he was like before Schwarber got here, he was the leader of the team, right? He was the spokesperson for the team. I didn't appreciate him enough when he was here. I thought too much about the flaws, but I do miss the bat, and I think he could really help out
that's
here.
That's really big of you. Why, to say it like that.
I'm trying to win here.
No, I mean, I get that.
You're worried about injuries.
That.
I'm trying to win a World Series.
I respect that. I just think you're passionate, and sometimes you get, you know, you let your passion kind of take over a little bit.
I'm making the team better.
You like to make checker moves sometimes.
No, this is chess. But
this is like chess. This is.
You think you could talk chess checkers because you hit a 4-leg $8 parlay?
Oh, man, I feel you. I tell you what. Yeah. There's nothing like the feeling of when you hit a 4-leg parlay.
Uh-huh.
After you hit one an 8-leg parlay, and then you get back in the game and then hit a 4-legger to let you know that you on the right track. Feel good. It's going to be a good season.
Yeah, there's nothing like saying you're a chess player after hitting an accidental parlay yesterday with help from Francisco Rojas. That's chess right
See,
there.
I'm going to stop telling you everything because you tend to like to use it against me when I do.
Well, I mean, we all appreciate your honesty.
I'm just saying.
But
Francisco,
you're not suddenly a sharp over here.
Like, listen, it would have been a three-legger, parlay, but Francisco, I can't even speak. He juiced it for me.
He
gets like that on Friday.
Yeah, it does. It is Friday. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Mary in South Philly. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, you, Mary.
You, what
yes,
are
ma'am.
They doing, you? What are these people thinking?
I don't know.
What people?
I don't see
you people.
Any you people. I don't see any way it improves the lineup slightly offensively, but it creates a disaster defensively. Any other look, you can't move Castellano out of right field. Look what happened when they changed the scoreboard
you
out
heard
there.
Her.
He couldn't field.
So, Mary, I understand your sentiment, but when this whole operation started, when they signed Schwarber and Castellanos, the plan was for Castellanos to be the left fielder. Bryce was the right fielder. Unfortunately, he got hurt very early that season with his elbow, and he had to become the DH. That was the year they went to the World Series, but they signed Castellanos to play left field.
I get it, but we saw what happened when they changed the scoreboard. For 2 months, the guy couldn't catch a ball. So now you're going to upset his routine because he's
upset his routine.
Guy,
yeah, we good for upset routines. Yeah. That's what Joe Gilio. Upset routine Gilio over here.
We got to get uncomfortable, Mary. We're trying to win a World Series.
I get it, but I think we need to start with our bullpen. The doubleheader. I get it. They didn't hit in the second game, but the bullpen is a Freddy Krueger nightmare.
It is. Mary, I'm with you. I understand. And they absolutely need another bullpen arm. Mary, good phone call. I'm not pretending the bullpen's not a problem. We all know it is.
Yeah.
Though, I will say, if you tell me by the end of the season they internally fix something, I think they're more likely to internally fix the bullpen because they have all these starters, right?
You have options. You have more options in the bullpen than you do at bats right now.
Right. Like, where are they getting a bat? Like, they're going to create one out of thin air? I don't think the Aiden Miller kid's going to be ready. And some of the kids they have in AAA, I don't know.
That was the name that people were kind of bantering around earlier in the year, right? Aiden Miller?
I think it's still a year away. Yeah. I don't think he's ready. He's still in AA. So, like, but to your point, Hugh, about options – you know, when everyone gets healthy, and we keep debating who, they have two or three starters that could go to
the
bullpen.
That's an easier fix than it is to get a bat. Because we talked about it. Because in order to get a really decent bat, you're going to have to leverage some players, some young players, potentially. And to that caller's point, this was what I wanted to talk about. Because to that caller's point, he called earlier and was saying that, when are we going to get younger?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I think they're trying to be honest, I think the Phillies are trying to do that delicate balancing act of letting this team run, not trying to sign a whole lot of guys to that point, older guys to long-term deals, in order so that if it doesn't work out the way they want it to, they can pivot and try to go younger.
Right, like we had a caller.
This year might be the reset.
Well, we had a caller mention, why not trade for a young outfielder? Well, that's going to cost you, right? Yeah. That's going to cost you one of these young pitchers or players we don't want to trade. Rhys Hoskins, because of where the Brewers are and because of his contract and his age, and we know his limitations, he's not going to cost a ton. Like, if the Phillies call the Brewers tomorrow, they're not going to ask for Andrew Painter. They're going to get laughed off the phone. Like, it's not going to cost that much. I'm bringing a player and we know can handle Philadelphia, has had big moments here, fits the lineup like a glove.
And he's hitting.
Well. Yeah. Like, are you worried about defense over here?
Well, I'm worried about Bryce.
How about this? The guy that says defense is a luxury, not a necessity in one sport is now worried about injuries and defense.
I sit back and I look at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. So you're being a little, you know, a little compulsive. Mm-mm. Impulsive. Said it right.
I've waited 2 months to yell about this offense. It's been on my mind since opening day. We need a bat.
Kyle, back up off me, Kyle. It's Friday.
Linebacker.
Our favorite linebacker.
I know some you people probably had fun with that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a linebacker.
How many times today will Hugh mention his four-leg parlay? 5, 6, 10?
That's probably about it.
That was my worry. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, we're screwed.
Well, he opened the show with it.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm back. It didn't take long. I'm back. Because last night I was about to take the Knicks. Last night.
Oh, were you going to throw another parlay?
I was on a heater, but I was, you know, being in Delaware.
This guy stumbled ass backwards into a four-leg parlay.
Now he thinks he's a shark. It's unbelievable.
Hey, about to bet on them Knicks, but, you know, living in Delaware, I didn't feel like getting in the car and coming back across that state line to make a bet.
Well, that would have hit, too.
That would have been a lot. You know how bad I would have, like, how bad that would have made me feel if I'd have jumped in the car just to drive to the Pennsylvania state line just to make a bet, sit there at the light to make the bet and drive back home.
So I was going to say that something, but I've done that before. There was a period of time where I forget which state got a first, Pennsylvania or Jersey, but both states didn't have sports betting.
Yeah,
I think Jersey got a first, then Pennsylvania. So I did something.
You do that. Listen, that's the best part
about it. You got a good play. You can't let it fly away.
Hey, Joe,
you got to put it in.
I thought about it, but it was already getting late, and I was like, you know, it was past my bedtime. Because, you know, baseball tends to run a little late.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want, what's his name? Who's the neighbor? Skip following Skip, you yeah, back across Skip, the border? Yeah. That'd be a lot. 2-1.
No, I think I met Skip last night, though.
What? Excuse us?
No, hold up. Because, you know, I told you I'm not friendly, right? Before we get
this is the first time you met him, to be clear. He's met you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Because, and it's funny, right? To your point, I'm driving in and I see some little dude, like, and he just start waving, like, vigorously.
Oh, that sounds like Skip to me.
And I'm like, hold up, who the hell? Like, because it's not, you know, it's like, it's not really, really, you can't see in the car.
Mm.
You know, the windows are tinted, so you can't see. I guess if you know the truck, you know, whatever. But anyway, he waving all hard, and I just kind of looked at him like, dog, why are you waving? We are not friends.
Well, yeah, he thinks you are, so that's that.
We're not friends.
All right, 215-592-9498. Before we go any further with our Rhys Hoskins conversation, it is a Friday, which on the Midday Show means it's a Tri-Day Friday.
Hey! It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, we're past Memorial Day here, which means it is the unofficial start to summer, and oftentimes, summer for a lot of people means vacation season. Pick a place to go. and try a new vacation spot. So today for Friday, where should we go on a vacation? And I think for I'll speak for myself. I think Kyle too. Probably anything you say, I'd be like, that sounds good. I'd be open to going anywhere.
He will not.
Hugh is much harder to get him to buy into going different places.
Well, I kind of don't have a choice. I got to go somewhere this year. So I'm trying to figure out. I am trying to figure out what I want to do. You know what I found out?
Mm.
You can catch a cruise if you want to. You can catch a cruise out of Baltimore.
Yeah, they have right in the Inner Harbor.
Did
yeah.
not know that.
You never saw the 95? You see
when I went to D.C. about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you passed.
I saw some of the cruise ships.
Once you get through the tunnel, yeah.
Yeah, so that's something I might do. That I mean, it'll probably be an easy trip.
Cruise Douglas would be an interesting.
That'd be an easy trip. You know, take the.
I can't believe you would want to go on a cruise. Like, that's
trapped on the water,
open ocean.
No, lip.
Are you
that
scared?
Does not seem like, dude. You were scared of killer whales in Lake Tahoe, and you're going to go into the open ocean.
See, Kyle, I'm gonna need you right now because it's certain things that I'm gonna say because I think we've been around each other long enough to know that. If I went on a cruise, I'm gonna be chilling.
You're sitting at the bar.
You are.
Far off the edges.
Hey,
far off the side of the boat.
I would probably be three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
I would be sitting on the balcony, reflecting. I'm gonna be reflecting on the balcony of the ship, having random nonsensical conversations with myself.
Yep. Well, that sounds like the midday show.
I'll tell you what. And because I was on a cruise a long time ago. The most jarring thing, I think, is when it's nighttime and you look off into the distance.
And you see nothing.
Well, you can't tell where the sky meets the ocean.
Yeah,
yes.
It's weird.
That can be like, that's scary.
Yeah, that is different. All right, so.
Matter of fact, let me go ahead and look into this.
All right, so vacation ideas for Friday.
As long as there's no wolf eels.
Well, we can't guarantee that.
Now, let me just say this too. Not getting in the water. Because, you know, some of those ships, they pull off and they have, like, the wherewithal. You could kind of, like, get outside the ship.
You get a beach day or an ocean day.
Well, I mean,
why not?
I ain't getting in the ocean.
Swim.
Not swimming. I'll swim in the pool. I'm not getting in the water.
All right. 215-592-9494. Tri-Day Friday, a vacation idea as we get ready for summer here. And Rhys Hoskins, should the Phillies bring him back? I say yes. I think he... You know, I joked he's the missing Rhys. I think he's literally the missing piece of this offense. He gets on base at a higher clip than almost everyone on the team, I think, believes, except from Schwarber. I mean, his numbers, you put his numbers in this lineup right now, second best OBP, second best OPS. He's having a really good year. Dombrowski said it himself. They're missing some slug. They're missing some doubles. We know Rhys does all that. I will live with the defensive issues, and I want to bring Rhys Hoskins back. I'm just thinking about the lineup. Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Hoskins. Boom. 1 through 5. It makes the whole thing deeper. Go get Rhys Hoskins. Larry is up on WIP.
Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Good morning, guys. I don't agree, even though I love Rhys. I think we should be looking at third base. I think we should need to move Alec. I ain't got no power bomb. Maybe bring in Suarez from Arizona. Arizona's actually under 500. Milwaukee's actually over 500. Milwaukee might be trying to improve, not get less. And we need relief pitchers. Look at them. Relief pitchers, their ERAs are as high as ours.
Well, I think we all agree they need another arm in the bullpen or two. That's no question, Larry. But I think you agree, we just probably see a little different. They also need a bat. They just don't have enough power other than Schwarber right now. And I don't mind the idea of Suarez from Arizona, and maybe they will turn out to be a seller, even though they thought they were going to be good. My only issue with him is he strikes out a lot, Larry. Like, he's kind of like what we tried to get away from. I mean, he's all home run or nothing with that guy.
He is a right-handed bat with power.
He is.
We don't have that.
Nope. Well, they don't.
And he plays third, and Alec doesn't do much for this team.
I agree.
Honestly, does he hit the clutch?
Not. He doesn't hit at all. I mean, Alec Bohm has been a massive disappointment. He's just been better in May than April, so we were not yelling about it as much as we were earlier this season. But his overall numbers stink.
Right. If we got someone like Suarez, who's a 1-year deal, then we can start moving into his youth, which we have these great players, or we're going to trade it. Trade these guys. We're going to trade Abel. We're going to trade Miller. We're going to trade Crawford. We're going to start getting those young players in this lineup. Have a great day, guys.
You got it, Larry. We appreciate it. So he wants to replace Alec Bohm, which I would not be against. I would not be against replacing Alec Bohm. I know people got all excited when he started to hit a little bit better.
He's been a little quiet.
Well, it's just he's had a bad season. I mean, I don't know.
The season's still going.
But he's had a bad season.
Yeah,
you know,
well, it's safe to say. Let's put it like this, Joe, because there's still a lot of baseball. he's not going to the All-Star game.
No, he's not.
He's not being an All-Star.
Well, and then like Kyle brought up, I don't trust him in a big spot. Like, you know, if we bring Reese back, you could slide him into the middle of the order, and then he protects Schwarber, he protects Harper in the lineup. I don't want Bohm anywhere near a big spot.
No, we're going to get fooled again if he starts hitting like 300 in the last month of the season, and then he starts acting like a whiny baby.
I've seen this story.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Yeah. You almost slept.
Fridays are the devil, boy.
I was right on the cusp.
What I figured out? Because we do the show, like we talk about certain show topics in the meeting, and it's more of a free-flowing conversation. Yeah, you got to clean that up on the air, though.
There's called FCC regulations, and then there's just, well, let's not offend people regulations. And those two things usually go together, but sometimes they don't.
They overlap.
Yep, they do. All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, man, I think we already got the pieces, man. I keep telling you, man, Kepler, he's about to get hot, man. I think we need to activate Sosa too, man. Like swap him and Bohm. Three games or something, man. Like to see who's hitting the best. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love Reese to come back, but I just think we already got the pieces.
I don't think we have enough offense. I know we need another bat. They got a lot of weak hitters in this lineup. No pop.
Yeah, I know. And listen, man, I've been saying majority of the season, the bats is gonna win us the World Series. So, yeah, I know, man. I mean, listen, it's not a bad idea, but I don't know. I mean, let's see if these guys get hot, man. I think they got the right core, man. It's just that, you know, like even with Kepler and Costi, like you supposed to, like Kepler hit before Castellanos. I think they got it mixed up a little bit because I think they complement each other better when Kepler going ahead of Castellanos. But
what about Bohm at leadoff?
You won't let it go.
Hey, listen. I don't forget.
Yeah, we moved well off of that one. That one we moved. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's a vacation spot we should try? Friday.
I know he'll love it. How about Amsterdam?
Amsterdam. You ever been to Amsterdam?
They smoke weed in Amsterdam.
That's true.
A lot of weed.
Is that going to the top of the list here?
I mean, Amsterdam, all right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never been out of the country. Ever.
Really?
I have never.
I can't remember where I went. I gotta get my passport.
Must have been so memorable.
How do you not remember leaving?
Well, we appreciate
because,
it.
Well, Baja, Mexico is considered like out of the country,
well,
though,
Mexico
right?
would be out of the country. Yes. Yeah, it's a different
job.
No, and I've been somewhere else, but I just can't, you know, they kind of run together.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Well, the good thing is, you keep hitting these parlays, you can afford any vacation
I'm trying to go, man.
$8
Yep. I'm trying to figure out this cruise thing, though. How many days?
Well, go for a week.
That's a long time on the water, though.
Well, it feels like a waste of
3 or 4 day cruise would be a
three
like,
day
yeah,
cruise.
Yeah,
feels like you got to get someone you turn right around. What's the point?
Yeah,
you need a longer cruise than that. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. The Phillies. I wanted to bring back Rhys Hoskins. Agree, disagree. Should the Phillies bring back Rhys? He's in town tonight. I look at him as the missing piece. They can move Bryce back to the outfield, put Rhys at first. They're missing that kind of power in their lineup. The pop, the doubles, the on-base. He's having a really good season again. I want to bring Rhys back. Where do you come down? Plus, an update on Bryce Harper from Rob Thompson. He didn't play either game of the doubleheader. And something to keep an eye on today as we await the Phillies lineup. Hopefully everything is as good as we think with Bryce Harper. That's next. Your phone calls and a Tri-Day Friday vacation spots for the summer. Where should we go? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Where I'm not going to talk about bacon as much, but bacon is always on my mind. We're going to talk about grilling. It's grilling season, everybody. So you need to elevate your grilling game. And I'm going to help you do that with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins can change the game at your cookout. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki pork tenderloins. They have lemon garlic tenderloins. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield tenderloin pork on your fork.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.